This was my opportunity, and slim as it appeared, I grasped it, for as a number of soldiers came hurrying past my hiding place, I fell in behind them and followed through the mazes of the palace until, in passing through a great hall, I saw the blessed light of day coming in through a series of larger windows. Here I left my guides, and slipping to the nearest window, sought for an avenue of escape. The windows opened upon a great balcony which overlooked one of the broad avenues of Zadanga. The ground was about 30 feet below, and at a like distance from the building was a wall fully 20 feet high, constructed of polished glass about a foot in thickness. To a red Martian, escape by this path would have appeared impossible, but to me, with my earthly strength and agility, it seemed already accomplished. My only fear was in being detected before darkness fell, for I could not make the leap in broad daylight while the court below and the avenue beyond were crowded with Zodangans. Accordingly, I searched for a hiding place and finally found one by accident inside a huge hanging ornament which hung from the ceiling of the hall and about 10 feet from the floor. Into the capacious bowl-like vase I sprang with ease, and scarcely had I settled down within it than I heard a number of people enter the apartment. The group stopped beneath my hiding place, and I could plainly overhear their every word.
"It is the work of Eliamites," said one of the men.
"Yes, Sojedak, but how had they access to the palace? I could believe that even with the diligent care of your guardsmen, a single enemy might reach the inner chambers. But how a force of 6 or 8 fighting men could have done so unobserved is beyond me. We shall soon know, however, for here comes the royal psychologist."
Another man now joined the group, and after making his formal greetings to his ruler, said,
"Almighty Chedak, it is a strange tale that I read in the dead minds of your faithful guardsmen. They were felled not by a number of fighting men, but by a single opponent."
He paused to let the full weight of this announcement impress his hearers, and that his statement was scarcely credited was evidenced by the impatient exclamation of incredulity which escaped the lips of Thon Kosas.
"What manner of weird tale are you bringing me, Notan?" he cried.
"It is the truth, my Jeddak," replied the psychologist. "In fact, the impressions were strongly marked on the brain of each of the 4 guardsmen. Their antagonist was a very tall man, wearing the metal of one of your own guardsmen, and his fighting ability was little short of marvelous, for he fought fair against the entire 4, and vanquished them by his surpassing skill and superhuman strength and endurance. Though he wore the metal of Zodanga, my Jeddak, such a man was never seen before in this or any other country upon Barsoom.